Hi everyone, my name's Jenny and I'm a grateful member of Al-Anon. It's a very hard act to follow after Professor Whelan, but anyway, I'm here to share some of my experience with you. I came into Al-Anon quite a long time ago now, in my early 20s, and it was good to hear Professor Whelan say that the brain only starts to mature in your early 20s, because I was very immature at that stage, and with the help of Al-Anon and Al-Anon people, I've been able to mature and grow up in Al-Anon. My mum was the alcoholic. She is the alcoholic. She's sober today. But when I went into Al-Anon, she was drinking, and I went to Al-Anon for the answer. I thought there'd be a solution that I hadn't already thought of. And I was going to be the hero of the family and go home with the answer and solve the problem. And when I went to Al-Anon, they said to me, you can't do anything directly about your mother, but you can do something about yourself. And from the minute I walked into that Al-Anon room, I felt welcomed, I felt accepted, and I loved Al-Anon because they let me sit there and I could just be me. I didn't have to prove that I was somebody special. I didn't have to have all the answers. And for a long time, I couldn't even speak at all. I was hoping no one would ever ask me to speak. But, you know, gradually, after I went to many meetings, I got more confident and my self-esteem started to improve, which is one of the primary purposes of Al-Anon, is to restore your self-esteem. My family was, we lived in isolation. We didn't communicate with each other. We coped with the problem by withdrawing. And we all, there were four of us, and we all lived in our separate little worlds because we didn't communicate and we couldn't put a label on what the problem was. And I was also in a lot of denial because my mum was actually a professional person. And for a very long time, she did her job very well. It was only in the last few years of her drinking that, you know, that caught up with her at work and, you know, there was, she lost her job in the end. But for a long time, she had that job. So I was in denial. I'd say, oh no, that couldn't be the problem. And also, you know, we look okay. Well, we looked okay on the outside, but, you know, no one knew what was going on in that house. I learned to cope with the help of Al-Anon. When I first went to Al-Anon, I was told, look for the similarities. There were lots of people in that room that had situations that were similar to mine. Because as I said, I went in denial and I was thinking, well, I'm not like these people. I'm probably going to be asked to leave. But I was not asked to leave. I was asked to sit down. I was asked to listen. Listen and don't necessarily look at people and make judgments because I was very judgmental. Listen to what they've got to say. And I was able to take away from every meeting I went to and every meeting I go to today, I'm able to take away something and put that into practice in my life. Al-Anon has just been a lifesaver. It's changed my whole life. When I went to Al-Anon, all I could focus on was the alcoholic. My mum could ruin a day, a week, any amount of time from a phone conversation because I would become so upset and I would react so badly and become involved in her problems. And Al-Anon told me I had to focus on myself, I had to grow up, I had to make decisions, I had choices to make. I was an adult. I wasn't a child, so I had to start acting like one. Now I think, you know, my life is, I'm very lucky, I'm very grateful that I've had this program for so long because I'm able to have a good life today. I'm able to put myself first in lots of areas of my life because I know if things aren't travelling well with me, then I'm not good to be with. I'm not travelling along a positive road. As I said, Al-Anon welcomed and accepted me. They showed me love from the start and they gave me an education. They educated me about alcoholism, the disease. I didn't know it was a disease. And I learned that it was a family disease too, that it affected every member of my family, but we all reacted in different ways. We didn't all react the same. So once I learned it was a disease, it was a little bit easier to cope with. And I thought, well, I could have a little bit of respect for my mum if I knew that it was a disease and that she wasn't willfully drinking and doing these embarrassing things to me. I was given tools to use. I was given the steps and the traditions and the concepts and the slogans to use in my life. And when I first came in, it was all too much. So just little by little, slowly, slowly, I got the Al-Anon program. And some of the things that helped me most were the slogans, living a day at a time. When I came in, I was a pretty miserable person, and I actually wanted people to feel sorry for me. I thought they should feel sorry for me. But nobody felt sorry for me. All they did was encourage me to keep coming back to meetings and listen to what was said. So a day at a time, I decided, okay, I can cope for one day. I can cope maybe for an hour, maybe for 10 minutes if it's that bad, you know. And I can always start my day. If it's going badly, I can start again. The 24-hour program. Listen and learn. You know, listen to what people are saying, and I said that before. I've learned so much from people that I didn't think would have anything to offer me because, you know, I thought that I was better than other people. But when I got to Al-Anon, I had to identify with the similarities and identify with what people had to offer and get the help that I needed. Let go and let God. I mean, I thought I was in control of everything. That's why I came, to get the answers. But I realised that, you know, I had a higher power and that I had to hand over people, places and things to my higher power. And one of the really nice things that's happened to me in Al-Anon is that I've learned that my friends and my children and my family have all got their own higher power. So, you know, I don't have to be the higher power for them and I don't have to be always looking after them. They've got their own higher power. Live and let live, I think, was probably the most important one for me these days. The fact that everybody's different, everybody's got skills, everybody's got something to offer and, you know, if you work with other people, you can work together. I've done a lot of service work in Al-Anon. I've been on committees at group level. I've done most of the jobs at group level and only because people encouraged me to do that. And I'd recommend people to do service because it got me involved, got me coming back to the meetings and it kept me busy. It kept me out of other people's business. It kept me minding my own business. So today I am just really grateful to the program of Al-Anon. I'm surrounded by other people whose drinking affects my life. It's not only my mum these days. I'm surrounded by other people who don't call themselves an alcoholic but whose drinking affects me. So I need to go to meetings, I need to go to Al-Anon to share that with other people and to use the program so that I can make good choices and so that I can have a good life today. And I'm just so grateful to Al-Anon for all the years I've been in and all the meetings I've been to and all the people that I've met. It's a fantastic fellowship and it offers hope. I went in to those meetings thinking nothing would ever change. In fact, I was in Al-Anon for 4 years before I even told my mum I was going to meetings because I was too scared to tell her. And when I did tell her, she said, "Isn't that nice to think somebody actually cared about me to go to a meeting?" And I thought, you know, you never know what people are going to say. So, you know, I'm grateful to the program and I'm happy to talk to anybody about the Al-Anon program if you're interested. Thank you.